Only 1,000 visitor visas were issued in the 11 days after the border reopened. Relatives visiting family here and tourists are among the 18,000 people waiting on a visa. Migrants say there is no priority for split families and they can end up behind tourists in the queue for entry. Jill Bonnet reports.
The immigration website says half of all visitor visas got turned around in 5 days during the autumn, and when the border reopened on July the 31st, they were expecting timeframes to improve. But of 19,000 applications up until last Thursday, 11,000 were still being processed, 7,000 were waiting for passports, and only 1,000 approved. A New Zealand resident, whose South African parents applied to visit the moment the border opened, says migrant forums are full of people talking about the wait.
It's been an emotional roller coaster because we've been so excited for things to open. Now the uncertainty continues. We've been following up daily with INZ, who are now giving us processing times of 3 months over the phone.
She says not only families, but also the tourist industry is suffering from the delays. Her parents verified their passports the day after their application went in, but it took another 10 days for immigration to confirm it had happened. She says getting updates is hard because of long wait times for the immigration call centre.
I mean, you've got people who've held for 5 hours. That's just madness, especially if you're phoning from abroad. My dad phoned yesterday. He held on the phone for more than 2 hours. It cost him about $100, only for the call to drop.
He's not alone. This Wanaka migrant was calling from Canada.
The last time that I called them, I was on hold for 2 hours, called, got disconnected after 30 seconds, and then was pretty dejected.
She and her partner have been waiting there for his visa to come through, but she had to fly back without him last week. As a Canadian, he could fly in visa-free, but they've been told he has to apply for a partnership visitor visa.
It seems a bit crazy that somebody with personal ties to New Zealand is having to wait that long to be issued a visa, where some miscellaneous person who just on a whim decides to go on holiday can have it no issue.
National Party immigration spokesperson Erica Stanford says the whole process is frustrating for migrants, none of whom report getting through to the call centre in less than 2 hours. She says glitches in having to re-verify previously used passports are slowing down tourist applications, and reuniting families is the last cab off the rank.
Say much about us as a country when the very last people that we allowed in through our border were those families who haven't seen each other for 3 years, or nearly 3 years.
Figures show a similar number of visitor visa applications now compared to pre-COVID years. Immigration New Zealand says visas are being processed in the order they're received, and there are no plans to prioritise applications for those with family here.